Yeah, so I think there's a lot of uncertainty at the moment. So there are a number of interesting factors coming out of this. This is the first time that we've seen an international crisis of this scale. So you could compare it to terrorist attacks, for example, which is, of course, an area where I'm very familiar. Terrorist attacks also cause grave uncertainty in society. But, we develop resilience and we're encouraged to move on and encouraged to continue socializing and to, be brave and not let the terrorists affect our way of life. What we're seeing on a grand scale, and for the first time, I think ever, is every country affected by this in one way or another. So massive spillover effects across nations. And of course, in the first level, we have a health crisis. We have to prioritize people's health, particularly those of the elderly, provide enough resources to actually attend to those in need. And we're grappling with that, which is, of course, why some of these measures have been put in place to protect our health services.
What are you seeing in terms of terrorist activity or at least messaging during this time?
So we did see a release by Islamic State and their weekly magazine, actually ironically talking about how fighters should not travel because they could risk infection. And they themselves have released that. And it's in my opinion that it will actually be very unlikely that a large-scale terrorist attack will happen during this period. And that's based on the fact that people aren't outside. And terrorists, as we've seen on many different attacks, they target, for example, Christmas markets, where people, they're very heavily populated, or concerts. And then, given the fact that everything is kind of shut down and there are no centers filled with people at the moment, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense for somebody to go out and do something like that. Having said that, in Kansas City earlier this week, there was an arrest of an individual who was trying, the police were pursuing an individual who was trying to attack a hospital. Again, probably doing that because hospitals are filled with people and hoping to have, a high impact attack in that way. But I sincerely believe that it would be very unlikely something like this would occur during this period because there's already so much uncertainty. People are staying at home. And, if it were to occur, it would be certainly not in the kind of scale that we've seen in of some other attacks. Now, in terms of resources, I certainly rightly so believe research and, more resources should be spent in trying to understand why this situation happened. What could we have done to prevent it? And what can we ensure it doesn't happen again? And that was the basis for counterterrorism research. After 9/11, so many countries, led by the United States, were arguing, asking, why did this happen? What could we have done better? And how can we ensure it doesn't happen again? And so you had, lots of international legislation passed on things like terrorism financing, the role of banks to ensure that terrorism financing doesn't occur, the role of social media companies, governments, prescription lists, travel bans, in the United Kingdom, preventative approaches to ensure that people don't become attracted to terrorism. So there was a large-scale effort to counter terrorism, and I think there will be a large-scale effort to counter pandemics once we get out of this new situation that we find ourselves in. And begin to have the time and the capacity to reflect. Because, as I mentioned earlier, it has had huge repercussions for our, physical health, our mental health, and our financial health. And these are very, very important strands of any successful country to ensure that its civilians are safe and protected. And this has really, kind of shaken the foundations of that protection.
You mentioned an incident that took place in Kansas City, Missouri, and that incident involved an individual by the name of Timothy Wilson. I'm assuming that's the same person you're talking about, and what do you know about that situation?
Exactly. It's Timothy Wilson, who was, was being tracked for domestic terrorism under the FBI. And that usually means domestic terrorism. I'm not an expert on the US, but usually means far right terrorism. So the fact that he was being tracked in that way and was motivated by, religious beliefs, and then was trying to target a hospital for that reason, and using a vehicle to do so. We've seen that in many cases of terrorist attacks, vehicles being used to be driven into very heavily populated areas. And of course, given the circumstances, a hospital would be very heavily populated.
Nikita Malik is the director of the Center on Radicalization and Terrorism at the Henry Jackson Society in London. J.J. Green, WTOP News.